It's 8 to 10, that talk number, 1-300-87-2911. And who have we got? Got Bill on the line over at Bentley Park. Hello, Bill.
Morning, John. About this juvenile crime, we were victims on Thursday morning of the 15th between 2.30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. These young offenders actually gained entrance to our house, came into our bedroom. My wife, who has severe mobility problems, who can't get out of the bed without her walker, was actually in the ensuite on the toilet with the door closed so the light didn't worry me.
Yeah.
She finished on the toilet, opened the cavity sliding door to retrieve her walker so she could get off the toilet.
Yeah.
She sang out to me, "Where's my walker?" They'd actually come into the bedroom, taken her walker from outside the ensuite door into the lounge room, and she uses it as, I like to say, a second desk. She has that much rubbish on top of it. Mm. They threw that on the floor in the lounge room, lifted the lid, accessed her purse and obtained the keys to the car and the house, and did a bunk. When Carol alerted me, and I'm looking around for the walker, couldn't see it. I came out into the past the kitchen, saw the security door was partially open, headed straight for the garage. Light was on, door was up, car was gone.
No.
And a lady from down the road, one of the local families, she had actually stopped in the middle of the road because she saw the door up. She was on her way in to ensure that Carol and I were okay as I was running out in a pair of shorts. And the car's been recovered. It was recovered in the bush at Yarrabah on the Saturday following the Thursday. It's currently somewhere between the holding yard and the assessors to see whether it's going to be written off or repaired. But I'm now in the situation, like, I need to go to the chemist. And these people that are supposed to be looking after us, our elected members, who are supposed to have some consideration for the people in their electorate, since this has occurred, whenever I leave the house in daylight, they have to lock her inside the house. She hasn't slept properly since the event. It's affected her health. And worse than that, if I see a young person in the street that's not familiar, I automatically wonder whether they are a member of this group of offenders.
Yes.
I know we're not allowed to mention specifics. And they have arrested one person. I got a call on Saturday to say they'd arrested someone else. Now, you think I would be pleased? I told my wife, I came out into the garage, I sat in the chair, and I am still depressed. Do you know why? The offender they arrested was 12 years old.
Oh, really?
12 years old. God. Now, if I think about it, they did the forensics and got fingerprints. If they arrested that child as a result of, say, the fingerprints that they took, that means at 12 years old, he's a known offender to the police.
Exactly.
And yet our Minister for Everything, our Minister for the Grand Ideas, the member from the Tablelands, and I don't know whether she stood, but she moved her office to Cairns, I believe. And we have the member in Gordonvale. And we don't hear a whimper. They're not forming a group and speaking in the house on our behalf. Mm. It's, I think their actions are nearly criminal with their silence.
Mm.
And we all know why these people are being silent. They're just towing the party line.
Mm.
If they don't tow the party line, maybe they won't get re-endorsed at the next election, or they won't be given sufficient funds for their campaign in the next election, or, worst case scenario, is they're not likely to get an assistant ministership with the increased allowance and increased travel because they'd be considered as not team players and relegated back in amongst the mob, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
I find it disgusting. I mean, I'm 74 at this month coming up. And I said to my wife just this morning, I've got to get back on track. I haven't been able to do the things that I need to do, simple things like housework. When I take my wife for breakfast, I have to go back every 15 minutes because she's not asleep and hasn't slept that night to make sure that she's not going to spill her cup of tea or drop a toast or not eat a breakfast.
Mm.
I mean, and yet our politicians have no idea.
No.
I don't blame the magistrates or the court because there is a book, Queensland Judges Bench Book, which specifically states detention is the last resort, and that basically the way I read it, a certain group are given special treatment. I reckon that the legislation or the, and it's an extract from the legislation that identifies a particular group, and I reckon it's discriminatory.
Yes.
In so much as it only mentions one group.
Yes.
It does that mean that law doesn't apply to offenders that aren't specified? I'm even starting to shake now.
It's difficult picking the language, and you've made that point that we can't use terminology that would direct blame to a particular group of people or race, and that's part of a broadcasting legislation. You understand it, and I appreciate that, but a lot of people don't understand that. But the point you're making is that seems from the wording of this particular document that there is one law for one group and another law for another group. That's seemingly what you're saying, discrimination.
Well, basically, yes, I'm saying that it identifies one group.
Yes.
If it didn't identify the group, you could automatically assume that the law is and the rights are equally available to everyone, but it actually specifies they're entitled to, we'll phrase this, legal aid and community representation.
Wow.
As I say, I'm at the stage where when I get back from the chemist, I'll probably have to log off Cairns Crime and Alert because the messages pop up. I know it's my fault because I've put posts on there, but all it does is draw my attention to the fact that I've now got a wife who's living in fear that I have to lock in the house when I'm not here.
Yeah.
And I have a good relationship, I believe, with all the members in the street where I live, and I now find that if I see someone who's not familiar, I'm starting to wonder what they're doing here.
Exactly.
And it's not me, John. I'd say hello to all the kids. Mm. But it's the effect of it that the events have had on me.
Yes.
And I'm sure a lot of other people.
Mm.
But one of the detectives I spoke to after our vehicle was stolen said he believed it was one of two vehicles involved with the break and enter of the 84-year-old man's residence in Bayview Heights.
Oh, no.
And then you start to think, well, so I can't, like, my keys, wallet, everything like that is left in the house because they were hidden. But if you've got someone who's got mobility problems, they need to have ready access to keys to get in and out. And it takes my wife 5 minutes to get from the bedroom to the garage door.
Mm.
And we had a mobility equipment in the back of that car, which we no longer have, which means that it limits even Carol's attendance for medical appointments and so forth, because I need to get the electric wheelchair in the back of the hire car.
Oh, God.
And these are the things that I honestly believe the politicians either don't understand or don't care.
Yes. Bill, I really appreciate you speaking out so powerfully on this. You're representing the feelings, the emotions and the anger of thousands, if not tens of thousands of people listening to you at the moment. We have got to find a way out of this nightmare, and you've contributed, hopefully, you've set us hopefully more strongly in that direction. Thank you, Bill. That's Bill. He's over at Bentley Park.